Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So much of this attack on Obama has been ad hominem, directed at the person, the president. Whether it's somebody, some cracker out there on the right calling him some birther type who says he's not an American, or it's somebody a little more sophisticated, but basically saying he's a socialist.
All right.
Will this be on the Murray?
Now, I've got Glenn Spencer on because he's advised Congress. He's testified all over the country to legislatures. He's been fighting for several decades in California and now in Arizona for many years on the border. They bought property there to demonstrate that they haven't built a physical fence except for show, that they don't let the National Guard actually engage in any action to defend the country, that the Border Patrol has their hands tied, and now they've canceled the virtual fence. And I want to talk about that coming up in the next segment. But first, I wanted to get into the left using multiculturalism to basically sacrifice the U.S. on the altar of globalism, as you've coined the term, you know, more than a decade ago in your Conquest of Aslan films that are so powerful, with how they create racial movements in Hispanics and blacks funded by the Ford Foundation, but then tell white people, if you're against health care, you're a racist. So that's used to make whites all guilty and stand down, but then used so that blacks, whites, Hispanics don't get along to actually try to get them into their own racial liberation theology system. And to now see Chris Matthews saying, if you don't like government health care, you're a racist. And now saying, if you don't like health care, you're a cracker. I mean, they're now, you know, really getting to the point of trying to invoke that whites are bad. It looks like they're getting desperate, Glenn Spencer.
Well, the pressure is getting to them. The people using the internet, listening to your program, are bypassing the mainstream media. They're getting the truth. And people like Chris Matthews realize it. And so they're lashing out. As Peter Brimelow once said, a racist is someone who disagrees with a liberal and or is winning an argument with a liberal. And we're winning the arguments. So that's the last bastion, is to call people racist and crackers.
But it's amazing. I mean, don't they know that they're bleeding out publicly? Now it turns out the Tucson shooter, I want to get your take on that also because you're in Arizona, Glenn, was a G-string wearing, Bush-hating, super liberal. I mean, he's the opposite of a conservative. It was another hoax by them. It turns out that sheriff and others that day already had his documents and already knew all about him.
Right. And, of course, the knee-jerk reaction was to blame those who are proposing that we enforce our immigration laws, and that's what that initial reaction was all about. They were blaming the slaying of six people, the injury of our congresswoman, she's my congresswoman, on those who supported Senate Bill 1070. I was at a candlelight vigil for Gabrielle Giffords at her local office here in Sierra Vista that evening, Saturday evening, and I was there. And some of them started saying, stop the hate, stop the hate. And I said, what are you talking about? Where is the evidence? And there are going to be lessons learned from this. Let's learn the right lessons. And a woman standing next to me at this candlelight vigil, they didn't know much about what happened. She says, I'm an attorney, and hate speech isn't protected by the First Amendment. Well, I don't care what you call it, but it is protected by the First Amendment, and the hate speech wasn't involved. And we all know that now. And those of us who live in, I was linked in one of the stories that they linked American Border Patrol, and what we do is apply technology to the border, as inciting to this type of behavior.
Glenn Spencer, stay there. Nobody has been on that border like you with the drones, the research, advising Congress. I mean, we're going to get exactly the state of that border, the real report, the briefing from you coming up. And then we're going to, of course, first finish up with them trying to blame you and others, myself, for the maniac.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You talk about spreading hate. Chris Matthews calling any white people that don't like socialist health care white crackers. That's like saying if black people didn't like something, calling them black N-words. They're trying to spread the hate. The so-called left in this country are a bunch of social engineering globalists who want us all divided and conquered. It's very cold-blooded, but it's big city politics. Now, Glenn Spencer is down right on the border. He's been there for many years in Arizona. He's the head of AmericanPatrol.com. And he's an activist who has advocated greater vigilance in securing the United States border against illegal immigration. He's the founder of the American Border Patrol Group based in Sierra Vista, Arizona. And he joins us now. He flies drones, radio-controlled aircraft up and down the border. He documents that there really is no security down there. They're only looking for unauthorized drug shipments, and even that is done in a half-hearted way. But finishing up, because Glenn just joined us in the last segment, he was also blamed for causing the Tucson rampage, and he joins us from his home, the headquarters of American Border Patrol, overlooking. He's looking into Mexico right now as he joins us. He has been blamed. I have been blamed for the shooting, and it turns out, of course, Jared Lee Loeffner was completely out of his mind. Before he went out of his mind from daily intake of a powerful hallucinogen that grows naturally in the area, He hated Bush and was considered himself, quote, ultra-liberal, and that's now even in the New York Times. So, but they don't care, and they have people running around. Glenn was talking about being at an event, candlelight vigil, and a lawyer saying free speech isn't hate speech. And I heard NPR this weekend say they need to ban speech in America and take over talk radio. So these are authoritarians posing as liberals. Glenn Spencer, this is blown up in their face, though, but they still don't care. They're not backtracking. They're still blaming Alex Jones, Glenn Spencer, Ron Paul, Sarah Palin. I mean, it's insane.
Well, that's right. And since this has hit the mainstream media, we're one of the most effective activists or, you know, groups on the border. We're a nonprofit organization. I also have my own blog, AmericanPatrol.com. But American Border Patrol is a nonprofit, 501c3 corporation, been in existence in good standing for 8 years. We are one of the leaders on the issue of cracking down on our border and telling the people the truth. Now, you had all of these media in Tucson, they came rushing out here, right? They tasted blood. They thought they were going to destroy SB 1070 and those in Arizona who want the law enforced. But I will tell you something. With all the media here, two major media outlets came to the ranch to talk to me. One was one of the most important, significant newspapers on the planet. One was an enormous TV network. They came down to get my views of this issue. One was from London, and the other one was from Tokyo. The rest of them don't want to talk to me.
Well, I want to throw something out here briefly. They're having a big battle in Texas right now because the legislature wants to just have the driver's license test in English only, obviously for road signs and other things. And they do give illegal aliens driver's license here. They're illegal, but they give them driver's license. And the Mexican consulate is whining and complaining. But in Mexico, you can only get a driver's license in Spanish, and the test is only in Spanish. If you're an illegal alien in Mexico, they clap you in irons and put you in a forced labor camp. Every other country in the world only gives their driving test in German or French or English, whatever the country is. Why in America do we have to do this? It's all about breaking the country down. They don't want foreigners that come here to learn English and assimilate and be friends. They want to keep you in the barrio or the slum so the poverty pimps can control you.
I think you're right.
Well, I mean, let's go over the true developments. We're all hearing about they've canceled the virtual fence.
Right.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the facts of what's really going on the border from Texas to California. You are the leading expert on this. Tell us what's really going on.
All right. If you want to back up to what I'm saying, just go to AmericanPatrol.com and look at down at the just a little below it says past features. You can go to the recent couple of days I've been featuring this issue. The virtual fence was announced in 2006. And I've been down on the border now almost 9 years. I've been at this issue for 19 years full time. And you can see that this is what I said on my website July 5th, 2006. Okay? This is almost 5 years ago. I was responding to the announcement that there was going to be an SBI, Strategic Border Initiative, built. And this is my very quote. Nowhere does SBI spell out a goal that can be measured. This is all of the same nonsense we have seen for years. The program will be run by Open Borders people at DHS-DPB and will accomplish absolutely nothing except lull the people into a false sense of security. That was almost 5 years ago. Was I right?
You were absolutely right. And I remember you on this broadcast saying Bush was just doing that as a stunt to basically get conservatives to go along with the North American Union and total legalization of illegals. And that has now turned out to be true. So we've talked about the virtual fence. They're now canceling that stunt that was never built or done. Now, moving on to the non-existent cardboard box fence they built, the other stunt. I mean, tell folks what the National Guard's doing. That's another stunt. I mean, let's go through the so-called security on that border.
Well, what I said here on my site, January 16, 2011, I had attended a meeting, a conference on the Secure Border Initiative in February of 2007. It was like a bidders conference held by the DHS to explain to people how the system was going to work. And I have a quote. I was at that conference, and I asked, there was a panel there, and I said, the only border legislation passed by Congress last year was the Secure Fence Act of 2006. It calls for 700 miles of two-tiered fencing to be built along the border. I haven't heard this fence being discussed within the context of the Strategic Border Initiative. Why is this? In other words, what I was asking is, why would you need an electronic fence when you were building a double-layered physical fence, and were you coordinating this? Their answer was, this was above their pay grade. They couldn't answer me. Well, years later, I discovered the answer. The answer is this, and listen to this very carefully. The virtual fence was never intended to work together with the real fence because George Bush never intended to build a real fence. And for that matter, the virtual fence itself was never designed to work. The entire fence story, virtual and real, was conjured up to convince the American people that Congress could move ahead with amnesty legislation, knowing that the border would be secured. That's what that was all about. It was a sham. The problem was, in the final minutes of the amnesty debate, Senator Elizabeth Dole got up and pointed out that only 2 miles of the 700-mile double-layered fence had been built. She helped defeat the legislation. But with amnesty dead, the Bush administration was in a pickle. They were stuck with a fence they never intended to build. To solve that, they got Texas Senator Hutchinson to sneak in a last-minute amendment to build it, to kill it. So the recent demise of the virtual fence is the final chapter in a sordid story of deception and dishonesty. The whole thing, the physical fence, the virtual fence, that was all a sham to convince us that they were finally going to do something about the border. And when we killed amnesty, then they killed the fence. They never intended to build it, and they don't intend to do it now.
And that's it. I've also seen you on the site, and you have video of this. You break down what the National Guard is allowed to do, how they just go and stand there on a hilltop with a light on at night, and it's just a complete joke. But then now the hatred of the U.S. has been so ingrained in the schools in Mexico and other things, and the Infosora, the La Reconquista, is so loved that now the Mexican troops and others are shooting at highway workers many miles over the U.S. border. When the poor man got killed out there jet skiing on the Texas lake on the border, the media said it was a lie, even though it was admittedly true. I mean, they are really trying to deny what's happening down there on that border.
Well, there's no question about it. We have evidence that I showed to this Japanese film crew today that we gathered last night. But it's so incredible that we can't go public with it because they'll kill us. They'll kill us if they found out what we can do. I'm not kidding. I used to go public with this stuff. No longer. They're right on the border. I can't say anything more because they'll kill me.
So they are directly there with the narcotics and goodies, right in plain view.
Oh yeah. Well, you have to know what you're doing. You don't have to know where to look. Within a mile of my house.
But according to Sean Hannity, if you want the border secured, you're a dumb cracker. And if you don't like government running your health care, you're an evil white demon.
Did you say Sean Hannity?
Excuse me. I was not Sean Hannity. I apologize. What's his name? Slimeball. Chris Matthews. I was thinking, I have another video up of Chris Matthews attacking Sean Hannity. That's how I said that. I just can't keep track of it all. We'll be right back.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective, all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberenTrial.com. That's AmberenTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, final segment with Glenn Spencer giving us a report from the border. It's a complete hoax that there is basically any security down there. And my issue is they're putting this whole police state grid in for the American people, spy networks, telescreens at Walmart saying, watch your neighbor. But then meanwhile, our southern border is completely wide open. What is the state of the republic? What's the state of this globalist Ford Foundation movement, Glenn Spencer?
Well, you know, they see the trend in Congress. They saw the vote last November. They see the coming chairmanships of the committees. And they realize that their tactic of threatening America, marching through our streets with the Mexican flags, fell short. It didn't do the job. In fact, there's a backlash. So they're laying low right now. You've got people in Reconquistas right here in Tucson. You can't hear. There's nothing coming out of them. I think eventually you're going to see something, but it isn't going to be passive.
What do you think of the movie like Machete, which was like a something that the Klan would make if they were trying to demonize black people? I mean, it was so racial, so hateful, and painted whites as, you know, buck-toothed murderers of Hispanic unborn babies running around bloodthirstily. I mean, it's just so over the top.
Well, you know, we warned that would lead to unrest, okay? And it did in Los Angeles. All around where that show was, where it was showing, there were attacks on police, there were riots down in that Westlake Park. It was a disaster.
Excuse me? Because I know you're tied into this nationwide. I was not aware of this. I would search the term machete and see record amounts of machete attacks around the country and a few events. I may have to hold you over, and I know Tarpley's coming up, but excuse me? I'm going to have to have you back up. We're going to have to write an article about this because, you know, Drudge and others have carried our reports on it. The state did deny Rodriguez funding of $1.7 million over it, with the state film commission funding. But you're telling me that there was violence from that?
Oh, no question about it. In fact, we have it up on our website. We had the sites of the violence and where the machete was playing.
What website of your two and what was the headline? I must get this now.
I'd have to dig it up. I think it was the September 8th, 2010. I have here rioting in the streets, and this is where Machete is playing. It was all around where this rioting was going on.
Oh, my gosh. So what happened? Break it down.
Yeah, this is where the LAPD had a shooting of an immigrant who was wielding a knife on September 8th. He was wielding a machete.
I remember hearing about all those riots, and I didn't put two and two together. The media covered it up?
Absolutely.
Wow.
At least 22 arrested in Westlake as protesters hurled objects at police stops. This was while Machete was playing all around Westlake.
Well, it shows white politicians being murdered en masse. I mean, and it says, kill them now. And, like, keep it secret, the secret uprising. And then I see the Los Angeles billboards saying this is no longer L.A., this is now Mexico.
Correct.
And the radio stations, but it's in Spanish, so folks don't know this is going on.
Right. They didn't want you to know. September 8th, AmericanPatrol.com. Just look at it.
No, I'm going to get Aaron Dykes to pick it up and do an article on it that we weren't aware that. I mean, I saw some of the unrest, but didn't connect it. What other intel do you have that being generated by Machete?
That's the main one right there. It was put on for two or three nights, and they put it down pretty hard because they knew that if this got out of hand, they had a serious problem.
Yeah, I'm not for false flags, but if it could just get out of hand now, then folks would recognize the secret threat that's being built by the Ford Foundation, and there is no doubt that this is the Ford Foundation, correct?
Oh, of course not. There's no doubt at all. I mean, they've been at the root of all of these problems for 40 years.
And then look at slimeball Chris Matthews attacking Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, you, myself, everybody under the sun, Ayn Rand, for the shooting when we had nothing to do with it.
Right.
And now calling us crackers. I mean, is he trying to incite something? Because that's not going to help them if they incite something. It's going to show what's going on.
Yeah, but, you know, when Art Taurus, the head of the California Democrat Party, after Prop 187 passed, he said Prop 187 was the last gasp of white America in California. Did anybody jump on that? That when Mario Oblato, the co-founder of MALDEF, after he received...
I'll tell you what, stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us, then we're getting Tarpley on the Tunisia situation. I want to come back and play some of these actual audio clips of it being said. I want to live in peace with everybody. But when folks are beating war drums and running flags up and telling school kids they can't wear American flags, we got a problem. So let's be open about this. I mean, do we want this to be Aslan?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
To these clips, and it's in his films, The Conquest of Aslan. He made several of them, and you'll see video, hear audio. They've got the UT Hispanic Studies head saying, you know, we've got to have the plan of San Diego. We've got to, you know, drive the whites out. Of course, I learned about Plan of San Diego 6-7 years ago at an event. People were wearing Plan of San Diego shirts, and a Hispanic guy told me, you know what that means? I said, no. And that was a German government plan in World War One to fund Hispanics to rise up and kill all whites in Texas down to the age of 16. They actually implemented the plan, but then the Texas Rangers put it down. But we're going to go to Webster Tarpley here in a moment. Finishing up, you've got some of these audio clips of what these folks have been saying. And then if you don't roll over to it, they say it's your fault that there was the Tucson shooting.
Oh, that's right. And this has been going on for years. I just, by the way, just switched computers and may have a little trouble pulling some of those things up. It's on another computer in another room, but I can give you one really good one.
Okay.
This is Art Torres, chairman of the California Democrat Party. telling this audience of voters, the Aslan, that they have to take power. They don't. It's not going to be given to you. You have to take it. So just listen to this. Power is not given to you. You have to take it. Remember, 187 is the last gasp of white America in California. Okay, the last gasp of white America in California. And here is the head of the California Democrat Party. If anybody on the Republican side has said anything close to that, okay, such as if we don't pass 187, it will be the last gasp of white America in California, they would have been crucified. So people have to understand once and for all, there is a double standard, all right? And I'm going to say it. If you're a white European, you are assumed guilty before proven innocent. If you're anything else, you're innocent until proven innocent.
Well, that's it. I mean, you buy into all the multiculturalism. I hire people of every color, creed in my office. I like everybody. But the media is always trying to create division. And then, you know, you don't want government health care, so you're a cracker. You know, Chris Matthews says they're the race pimps. And I know you had to pull that up on another computer because I was asking you to find the Machete article. But I'm going to dig that up and relink to it up at Infowars.com this afternoon from AmericanPatrol.com, the September 8th, 2010. I remember hearing about the riots, but not that it was machete-related or folks had machetes. But I know that you've done the research on that, so I look forward to getting that out to people. Glenn Spencer, thank you for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to get into Tunisia forces fight presidential guards near the palace. And I really respect his analysis. I want to get Webster Tarpley's take on this because he's written an article that's at Tarpley.net and also at Infowars.com. Tunisian WikiLeaks putsch, CIA touts Mediterranean tsunami of coups. Tarpley and others have said that WikiLeaks is just a CIA slash Israeli slash British intel front, and that they would start going after financial institutions. Madsen and others said that almost a year ago. Now they are starting to do it. But then if you don't support Assange, then you set the precedent to not support the First Amendment. They set these traps. So I do support Assange not going to prison, while I do agree with our resident scholars who think it's suspicious. But Tarpley, I got to ask you, what's going on with Chris Matthews? If you haven't seen it, I'll play it. Now saying if you don't support government death panels, government health care, you are a white cracker. They're now openly invoking that whites are scum, trying to legitimize racial conflict. The Ford Foundation funding the people like Obama's pastor, Wright, with the white devil stuff. The Ford Foundation funding the La Reconquista movement. I mean, how do you respond to this? I mean, we need to get the people together against the big global bankers, but they want us all fighting over stupid racial stuff.
Well, Alex, these are the foundation-funded provocateurs, and the guy that you've been quoting and the one that was quoted before, right? These are people who get money from foundations to go out and say these stupid incendiary thing. So, in fact, the foundations are fomenting racism and attempting to use it as a classic divide and conquer strategy. So you don't get a united front of the whole people against Wall Street and the zombie bankers, but you get this kind of crazy quilt of ethnicities and everybody squabbling. It's actually, this is the model that was used by the Austro-Hungarian Empire in its last phase, right, to try to promote and to foster the differentiation of the nationalities so that they would all be squabbling. But
and they do it in the name of unity, but then create the disunity, and they must be getting desperate when we learn that Rupert Murdoch was in a bidding war with the Weinsteins and won, wanting to produce Machete, Fox Television, Rupert Murdoch. That's why when a Fox writer wrote about it, they pulled the article. They don't want folks to know that they're funding this duplicitous division.
Right. We know from the solving, the cracking of the human genome back in the year 2000 when J. Craig Venter went to the White House and was received by Clinton. He officially informed Clinton that race does not exist. From a genetic point of view, there is no such thing as race. This is a complete fraud from that point of view. Now, obviously, there are racial problems, and you need to have an approach to dealing with the fact that if you're black, you have a much higher probability of being unemployed. But that's not what these foundation characters are into. They're into something quite different. I wouldn't give them any extra credence. I mean, anybody who says the last gasp of white America, this is it's simply ridiculous. It's simply, who believes it? That's not social reality. That has nothing to do with anything. That's just a line he was given by a foundation to go out and mouth that and then collect his foundation stipend. So enough of them.
Well, that is what's going on, no doubt. Briefly, what's your take on the Tucson shooter? I mean, pharmakia, constant hallucinogens, Bush, it seems like he's a man for all seasons. They can demonize the left, the right. Now he wants the lawyer that was the Unabomber's lawyer. We know Kaczynski was involved in MK Ultra. That's the LA Times. I mean, this guy, for me, really fits the mold of a Manchurian programmee. Tell me if you think I'm wrong.
No, I think that's very likely. And of course, we have this fact that the immediate report said that there were three individuals. That was later reduced to two. And then they claimed that one of them was just a taxi driver, so he didn't count. So then it went down to one, and that's the guy that you're left with. I would recommend the following. Rather than looking at the details of the individual case, let's look at this pattern that we've had in the first 2 weeks of the new year, because the pattern, once you've established that, that really has objective reality beyond all the little details of each one of them. On December 31st, we had a guy by the name of Walker who was found in a dumpster in a landfill in Delaware near Wilmington, and it turns out that this is somebody who was a top advisor to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Air Force Chief of Staff.
The head of Amtrak on the East Coast, the head of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, the head of the Vietnam Veteran Fund. This guy was super high-powered behind the scenes.
Right, but I think, among other things, the relevancy is that he was involved in the Air Force chain of command at the time that we had the hijacking of the rogue B-52. Remember, in late August, September 2007, a fully loaded B-52 intercontinental bomber with six nuclear-tipped cruise missiles on board was essentially hijacked by the rogue network, by the group speaking at that time through Cheney, now having other spokespersons, we would have to assume. And that was essentially taken to Barksdale, Louisiana, from North Dakota, ready to go to the Middle East, and then stopped on the runway. So
he was admittedly the top servant of Bush and Cheney going back to the previous administration. I mean, this was their go-to guy.
It's a very important thing. And then of course, we have the, and I don't know if I have the order exactly right, but then you have
there was about to be a big merger, and then the head person over the merger burned up in her car in her front yard.
That's right. This is the Ashley Turton case. Now, this lady was a lobbyist, but she was married to a top official of the Obama White House, and his function was to be the liaison of the Obama White House with the House of Representatives. So this chills that entire scene. Right? It's very, very mysterious because she's backing her BMW out of her garage on Capitol Hill, and the car starts burning. And the police come up with lame stories about, well, this must have been a low-speed collision with inflammable material.
Well, I've seen the photo. It's clearly an incendiary car bomb. They blew her. The car's just completely destroyed. They murdered her.
That's the strong.
What are they going to do, blow my car up? And then they say it just caught on fire? That's like saying Benazir Bhutto hit her head.
Right. So there's a death. Now, that goes together with the death of the congressional aide and the shooting of the congresswoman.
And in Arizona, days before, the former head guy for the Senate, who the head staffer of the Arizona Senate, he gets killed execution style. There's a bunch of these deaths going on. What's happening?
Well, there's more. We also have here in Maryland, we have a series of incendiary letters delivered to Governor Martin O'Malley and also to the head of the Department of Transportation.
Mr. Napolitano got one.
The state of Maryland. Now, you look at O'Malley, what is notable about O'Malley? A number of things. I mean, he's one of the few Democratic governors who did a really good election victory in getting himself a second term. But This is somebody who had taken the lead in attacking fraud closures. He had written a letter to the Maryland State Judiciary saying, I want you to slow down on these fraud closures by zombie bankers against our citizens until we're sure that the paperwork is absolutely impeccable, that there's no fraud, there are no robo-signers, no perjury in the documents, no dead people signing the complaint and all the rest of this stuff, as we've seen. So there's then that one. Then I would also look at Tom the Hammer DeLay. Certainly a little bit of a draconian sentence for him comparatively to what he was, right? Normally, once you're the majority leader in the House, you're not going to be subjected to this kind of treatment in the oligarchical system that we have. But the peripeteia, as the Greeks would have put it, right, the fall of DeLay from the essentially the legislative dictator of Capitol Hill for two or three years down to now being somebody on his way to jail, right? So they give him 3 years in jail. They say, you're going to jail immediately. Go directly to jail. They're not past go. And we've got another five-year sentence. We're going to hold that over your head. And otherwise, we're going to give you 10 years of community service. So I think this was also calculated to send a message. In other words, when you put DeLay in jail, you're saying to Boehner and Cantor and the rest of these Republicans who are coming in, essentially, watch out, boys, because we can put any of you in jail. And I think the basic idea of all of these incidents, right, being it the Walker, the Maryland, the Turton, the Tucson, the DeLay, I think it's five or six of these cases, you can see that there's an attempt to discipline, first of all, the 100 or so new congresspersons coming to town. A lot of these are Republicans.
Yeah, they're trying to scare them. But, I mean, look at the Walker guy. This top advisor, he's running around disheveled without a shoe for 2 days. Then he's found dead, right, murdered, dumped in a landfill. And he's found in a trash can that's then put in a garbage truck and taken and dumped. And then the police announce he was planting bombs at his neighbor's house. So they're also discrediting the dead man. I mean, obviously, this is a message. The day that the big merger's happening that she's involved in, her car blows up. Right. I mean, is this the beginning of Night of the Long Knives or something?
No, it's simply the disciplining of these people. In other words, they've all got to be reminded who is boss. Now, the program of the Rogue Network is essentially the George Shultz program. It's tax cuts for the rich, gut the domestic discretionary spending, starting with unemployment benefits, cut and gut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, destroy the social safety net, and complete deregulation. They also want to have the debt limit passed. They want these Tea Party people to shut up, basically. And there's a complicated issue because in many ways, it is a disaster to try to not raise the debt limit. But the Wall Street people want it done their way. So what they're saying is, we're now going to have the Obama State of the Union, right, within 10 days. It's widely assumed that Obama will do one of two things. He will either start the general assault on Social Security, attempting to strip the American people of one of their most basic economic rights. That's one possible trip for Obama. In other words, let's have a centrist coalition under the aegis of Obama. And now that we've demonized the left extreme and the right extreme, everybody's got to huddle together in the center and take part in this centrist coalition, and the program of that is destroy Social Security. Or, if that's not feasible or doesn't cut the mustard, then there's also the idea of tax reform. And what they mean by tax reform, I think, is very likely to be this 23-24% national sales tax, right? Value-added tax.
Which they've turned into some type of sugar goodie for conservatives. It's going to be on top of the income tax. They're just going to rename it the Social right. Security tax. Folks, you do not want this. No. And by the way, the Bush aide was John Wheeler. I don't know why we got the name
Sorry.
Wrong. But again, they're admitting that was a murder, but then mixing in some other things. Please continue, Webster.
Well, that I think is the pattern. So you get the idea that they're saying you're not allowed to be an extremist of the left or the right. You've got to essentially go with the immediate mainstream.
And that was the message signaling the new Congress was, and Republican senators, yes, the shooting. We must all lower our tone. The American people need to not be upset and sit down and shut up. It is all your guilt collectively, regardless of who was behind this. It's now time to crack down on free speech, talk radio, internet IDs. It's now time to do this for the good of America.
Right, and of course, it's the national interest that they're putting forward is no national interest at all, but purely a Wall Street interest. So that's the moment. Now, obviously, this can't last. I mean, the kind of consensus that you can jury rig with these various terror events and judicial intimidation and other things, that won't last. But they don't need it to last. All they need to do is to ram through a series of things in the next 3-4 months. Again, I think cutting of Social Security is probably their main target, but they would also accept this other, the other version, right, which would be the value-added tax. So that's what I see behind this pattern. And it's unfortunate that people have learned very little, right? When these events occur, you cannot begin sociological analysis of what it means as if these were spontaneous events, because they are not. These are orchestrated events, right? We don't know where the shrink is in Lochner's life, right? The mental health professional.
Yeah, stay there. I also want to get into Tunisia. We're going to go into overdrive. I got some other important news.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're going going into the fourth hour today with the Tarpster, Webster Griffin Tarpley. We're going into Tunisia. Also, I found it on a bunch of sites. Westlake Unrest dubbed L.A. Machete Riots by Immigration Restriction Group. And I've got some other articles here. So there were machete attacks and police having to shoot people. Piling right out of the movie theater. So I guess my prediction did come true, unfortunately. We're going back to Webster for him to finish up with his take on the G-string Grim Reaper shooting, the Jared Lee Loeffner situation. Before we go any further, though, I want to thank Diamond Gusset Jeans. Diamond Gusset is running some of the great specials right now. They are a wonderful Made in America company with a wide range of regular jeans, motorcycle jeans, you name it. Everyone here in my office just loves them. You've heard Gerald Celente talk about how he wears them now and loves them, and his staff has them. Gusset.com/America to find the specials. They are really trying to do something special with the Looking for America song. Check that out. It's free on the site. You've heard me play it on air, and you can find more about it at gusset.com/America. Check them out today. And I also want to tell you about endofamerica3.com. Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They've recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at endofamerica3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. Check out their video at endofamerica3.com, endofamerica3.com. In fact, Webster, next hour, after we hit Tunisia, I want to spend a little time on Chinese president coming out and saying, yes, the dollar is going to be phased out. The Chinese currency will be the new world reserve currency. And he says, you know, America needs to just go along with this. So I'm going to get your take on that. But briefly, in the few minutes we've got left here in the third hour, Webster, you were during the break trying to get into, don't just try to analyze an event without looking at the context of it and the other signs. Go ahead.
In other words, the old saying used to be, terrorism is a sociological phenomenon in the sense that it's organized by sociologists. And I guess today we have to add after Cho and Hassan and others, we'd have to say terrorism is a psychological phenomenon. It's organized by psychiatrists and psychologists of a certain kind. In other words, you cannot attempt to analyze each of these individual cases and saying, well, sociologically, what does this mean? What does this tell us about society or political discourse or whatever other nonsense? The point is that the vast majority of these events are simply not spontaneous. They can't be explained in terms of the sociology of the moment, but rather there's a network that produces these events that you generally don't see, or you can see pieces of it at different times if you look carefully, and that's the point. In other words, the pattern is what you're left with. Concerning the pattern, the unfortunate lady Ashley Turton, who died in this very suspicious fire in her BMW, right? It looks like a bomb placed in the car, right? Like in the Godfather or whatever. Except in this case, it's an incendiary bomb. It's not so obvious. She had been the chief of staff of Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, a Democrat, and DeLauro's husband is Stan Greenberg, who's the business partner of James Carville and a bunch of other lobbyists and pollsters and political consultants. And the implication is that the apartment owned by Rosa DeLauro and Stan Greenberg has been a kind of trysting place for top Democrats. The name mentioned is usually Rahm Emanuel, but others.
So Rahm's cleaning up some
No.
Supposed to stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.